From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The wire saw being used by BP to cut the bent riser pipe on the leaking oil well at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico is stuck. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says if necessary, engineers will bring in a second saw to finish cutting through the pipe, which is at the top of the apparatus on the wellhead.
The goal is later on today to finish that cut and then to be able to put a containment device over the top of the wellhead and start containing the oil, bring it to the surface and actually flare off the gas and actually produce product moving forward.
By product, he means the oil BP is hoping to collect, but BP's efforts to control or stop the spill so far have failed. Michio Kaku, a physics professor with City University of New York, says he's skeptical and he raises the specter of what might happen if BP keeps failing.
It could last for years, plural, okay? If everything fails and all these different kinds of relief wells don't work, it could be spewing stuff into the Gulf until we have dead zones.
Kaku was on NBC's Today Show. President Obama travels to Pittsburgh today to give a speech about the nation's economy. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the talk comes 2 days before the government's latest report on unemployment in the U.S.
Today's speech at Carnegie Mellon University is billed as an update to a talk the president gave at Georgetown last year, in which he offered a blueprint for what he called a new economic foundation. That speech borrowed a parable from the Sermon on the Mount, as Mr. Obama called for rebuilding the economy on rock-solid pillars of education and clean energy, rather than a sandy cycle of boom and bust. Today, he'll report on progress that's been made and on work he says still has to be done. Friday's unemployment report is expected to show continued improvement in the job market, but over the last year, lawmakers have grown increasingly skittish about approving any new government initiatives that rely on borrowed money, and that could pose a challenge for the president. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
At least 5 people are dead in northern England after a gunman opened fire in several villages this morning. NPR's Rob Gifford in London reports that few people own guns in Britain, so such random shootings are rare.
Eyewitnesses said bodies of victims were left lying on roads and sidewalks, some of them shot in the face. News media are reporting at least 5 deaths and more people injured in at least 11 locations, though details have as yet not been confirmed by police. Local police said they were looking for a 52-year-old taxi driver and later said they'd found a body in woodland nearby, believed to be that of the shooter, with a firearm beside it. As yet, no motive for the shootings has emerged. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
Stocks are holding on to modest gains on Wall Street. Analysts cite as one factor a larger-than-expected increase in pending home sales in April, up 6%, as homebuyers took advantage of an expiring tax credit. At this hour, the Dow is up 41 points. The Nasdaq is up 18. This is NPR News. The sound of gunfire and explosions in Kabul today, even as Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai was calling on Taliban militants to stop fighting, saying that that would help speed up the departure of U.S. and NATO troops from the country. Karzai was speaking at a national peace conference in Kabul. The Taliban are claiming responsibility for the attacks. No one was injured at the conference. A death row inmate in Utah, who's facing death by firing squad, has failed in the first of several attempts to win a stay of execution. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports convicted murderer Ronnie Lee Gardner is scheduled to die in 2 weeks.
A state district judge has denied the first of 3 requests for a stay of execution, saying there's still time for courts to consider Ronnie Lee Gardner's petition to vacate his death sentence and give him another punishment. Gardner chose the firing squad when he was sentenced to death for the 1985 murder of an attorney, which occurred during an escape attempt at Salt Lake City's courthouse. Gardner is the last of Utah's death row inmates to have the firing squad option because his sentence predates a recent law ending the practice. The Utah Supreme Court holds a hearing in the case Thursday, and next week the State Board of Pardons will consider commuting Gardner's death sentence to life in prison. Gardner is scheduled to die shortly after midnight, June 18th. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
The city of Tucson is joining a lawsuit filed by a police officer there to try to block Arizona's new immigration enforcement law. The suit claims the measure violates constitutional rights and puts the police and the city in the position of having to perform immigration duties for which they have no authority. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.